Pope Benedict presided over the solemn liturgy of the Lord's Passion yesterday evening at St. Peter's Basilica. After the liturgy, the Holy Father traveled across Rome to the Colosseum, where he presided over the traditional torchlit Via Crucis, the Way of the Cross. Christopher Altieri reports.
Following the meditations of Mr. and Mrs. Danilo Zanzucchi, members of the Focolare movement and the founders of the New Families movement, through the 14 stations of the cross, Pope Benedict XVI's reflections at the Via Crucis on Good Friday evening at the Colosseum in Rome were focused on the family.
L'esperienza della sofferenza segna l'umanità, segna anche la famiglia.
In times of trial and tribulation, said Pope Benedict, we are not alone. The family is not alone. Jesus is present with his love. He sustains them by his grace and grants the strength needed to carry on, to make sacrifices, and to overcome every obstacle.
Ed è a questo amore di Cristo che dobbiamo rivolgerci quando gli sfondamenti umani.
The Holy Father went on to say, it is to this love of Christ that we must turn when human turmoil and difficulties threaten the unity of our lives and our families. The Pope spoke of how the mystery of Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection inspires us to go on in hope. Times of trouble and testing, he said, when endured with Christ, with faith in him, already contain the light of the resurrection, the new life of a world reborn, the Passover of all those who believe in his word. In that crucified man who is the Son of God, he said, even death itself takes on new meaning and purpose. It is redeemed and overcome. It becomes a passage to new life. The Pope concluded with an exhortation asking all the faithful to entrust themselves to the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Affidiamoci alla Madre di Cristo, lei che ha accompagnato il suo figlio sulla via dolorosa.
He prayed, may Mary, who accompanied her son along his way of sorrows, who stood beneath the cross at the hour of his death, and who inspired the Church at its birth to live in God's presence, lead our hearts and the hearts of every family through the vast Mysterium Passionis, towards the Mysterium Paschale, towards that light which breaks forth from Christ's resurrection and reveals the definitive victory of love, joy, and life over evil, suffering, and death.
Sul male, sulla sofferenza, sulla morte. Amen.
The evening of Holy Saturday in St. Peter's Basilica, the Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, will celebrate the Easter Vigil Mass. I'm Chris Altieri.